Hi guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy. We're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that, our first virtual podcast.
Virtually cheersing, but we've still got our mugs.
They're happy to see each other.
Look how cute they are.
So yeah, we thought we would try something different, guys. Go virtual. We actually live so far away and we've been like doing the travel and we were like, you know what, let's just give virtual a go, see what it's like. We're hoping the camera quality will look a little bit better as well for those that actually watch us. And then we might do some hybrid, like virtual and in person. So you'll have to let us know how you find this one. So yeah, I'm really excited. I got my nails done.
Look at them. Loving these. Actually, I did see on your TikTok, so this is not the first time I've seen them, and I think they look incredible, to be honest.
Spring, for those that are listening, they're yellow and white.
Yellow, like, and white
I've
and
got
nude.
3D butterfly, 3D honey drips, 3D flowers, shells, like you name it. I went for that spring.
Yeah, there's probably some of my favourite nails that you've had done.
I actually think Yannick's reaction made me think he fakes all the other reactions because he like really liked them. And I was like, oh, right.
No, okay, stop, so because I was about to say.
I think he likes them because they're a little bit more like pretty demure.
So I was about to say, I feel like I like them because they're a bit more like more neutral, like less like in your face. And then you said, I think Yannick actually only likes these.
How are you actually doing? Let's have a check-in session.
Do you know what? I think it's such a good thing to do. I'm genuinely really good at the minute. I feel really happy and grateful. And I think the sun is helping, which we do talk about a lot. But we've had consistent sun in the UK for like, what, 3 weeks?
I feel like we've had a solid 10 days of like amazing weather.
Yeah, it was good that it dipped a bit, and now it's been good for a while. So I think that's making me feel good. And then like you can get outside more, which also makes me feel good. So generally, I'm feeling really good. What about you?
Yeah, same. I feel like since getting back from New York, I won't lie, of course you get a little bit of the holiday blues, but the weather has helped massively. I just feel like you say, it just makes me feel like a happier person. Like me and Yannick actually said to me today, like, oh, we've actually been with each other through all the seasons. I don't know why he thought that. So I was like, oh,
that's really cute.
I know. I was like, which season do you prefer me? And it can't be winter. I must be miserable. And he was like laughing. And he was like, nah, to be fair, the longer days do just help you love life a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday we went to Heaton Park. We did like a barbecue, although we got into trouble for that. We did a barbecue.
I don't think you're allowed to do barbecue in any
Well,
parks.
I said to him, like, Yannick had organised it, so I didn't want to get involved. You know what it's like when they organise something and then you start questioning.
Oh, God forbid you upset their ego.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, oh, have you checked the website? You're definitely allowed a disposable barbecue. Because in my head, I was thinking, I doubt you're allowed. And then he was like, I don't think he had checked it, but I was leaving him to it. And he put in so much effort, like gone and bought the stuff, bought like a lemon.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, but he packed our lemon cushions, bought lemon paper plates, lemon like tablecloth to put on. It was so cute.
That was really sweet.
No, it was really cute. So I didn't want to like shatter his dreams. And to be fair, I was buzzing to have a barbecue. So, because I didn't know this was happening at all until literally yesterday afternoon when I'd got home.
So freaking nice.
Yeah, really cute.
I can't remember the last time Richard organised something for us to do.
Well, this came off the back of me saying I can't remember the last time you organised.
Oh, right, okay. I might try that when we get off.
Yeah, it was cute. So, just full transparency. I love him and he's really cute, but it needed some hint. It needed a hint. So we get there and I see two barbecues, like you can see the smoke. So I was like, oh, people are using them. And it's the picnic. It's, I didn't even know, but it was the picnic area that we went to. So I was like, oh, it must just be allowed. And then
such a UK thing. Like if we see other people do, it was like, oh, it's just like herd mentality.
They did start smoking at quite whatever, like not ridiculous, but they were proper smoking. So anyway, apparently the CCTV, this guy just turns up in a van parked right next to us. Like he's driven through all the people. We're basically like at the other side as well. So he's driven all the way from the road into
on
the,
what? Like a garage. Golf caddy or like in a van?
No, in a van. And at the minute he pulls up, I'm like, this is us because we've got a barbecue. And I just didn't know where to look. And then he was like, he literally got out of the cars and went, oh my God, guys, what are you doing? Like, are you joking? And I was like,
Are you the one that spoke?
Like, well, I just said, oh, I did see other people with barbecues. And he just, I think he either said again, like, are you joking? Or made a comment. So I just thought, I'm just shutting up. And then Yannick was like dealing with it, but the guy was literally stood over the barbecues like, can you get your food off it because I'm going to put them out, like it ruins the grass, blah, blah, blah. Like he was like, it's all over the website, the signs all over the park, like no park in Manchester, can you do this? But we were like, there's not exactly signs everywhere, but whatever.
No, imagine so then, you were sat next to a sign.
I didn't know where to look. Yannick was proper like making sure they were finished, and the guy was like take them off. Anyway, I just feel like Yannick was being so slow with it. Anyway, he came at the perfect time because when I say everything was cooked to perfection, if we'd have left it on any longer, it'd have been burnt. So I was.
How was your South African sausage?
It was great. The burgers were better though. But yeah, so we had a and that again,
that's
just
such
being,
a lovely like thing to do though.
Yeah, just being outdoors, and you've got something else to feel good about. Can we tell the podcast?
Yes. We have booked our wedding.
Woo!
Do you know what, actually? I have my bingo. And I've not crossed it off yet. So
oh, go on, cross
it now.
Go on, cross off, book the wedding. I am book so excited.
Wedding, big.
Are we telling the podcast anything yet, or are we holding off for a little wedding
let's
episode?
Let's hold off.
We're holding off.
Yeah, let's hold off because invites aren't going out yet, and you got to leave the people waiting.
But it's booked. Can we tell them when it's booked for?
Next year.
I'm so excited to finally
at a time that you could be outside, because as we make it very clear, we like to be outside.
Yeah. Speaking of bingo card, I just thought we could do a little 2025 bingo card review. What have we crossed off? What have we not crossed off?
Yeah, let's do a proper check-in, because some of the things I forgot that were, like, things I wanted to do. So...
Yeah, same. I mean, I need to hold myself accountable, because I'm looking at mine now, and I don't even think I've, like, started to...
I've crossed off 5.
Do any of them.
How many have you started or crossed off?
Coachella was on here.
Oh, that's sad. You try, like... People were really behind you with that TikTok series.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely continue it. I feel like I have ticked off a couple. So I put on here that I want to be paid for presenting jobs. Like I just want to get into presenting. And I did actually do a job with Boots on Valentine's Day. But in my head when I wrote this down, I feel like I wanted it to be like a regular paid thing.
Yeah, you envisioned it differently.
But we're 5 months in, so this is actually going to give me a kick up the bum to like look at this and think, right, well, I'm not achieving these. How do I do it? I put on there 5 massages and 5 facials throughout the year. I've managed 1 facial.
Oh, nice. When did you get a facial?
Just before New York.
Gorgeous. Some things really like making me laugh, because I put on here that I wanted to do paddle, the sport.
Yeah.
Every month, like monthly. And I've only done it 1 month. So,
don't
like.
Get me started on that, because I said
it's just
I wanted
not
to.
An option.
Yeah. I said I wanted to do a 5K run once a month. We're in May and I've not been to the gym yet.
That's actually really bad.
So bad.
You should have done. Like, you should have stuck
defense,
to that.
I know, but in my defense, I think when I do finally kickstart my journey. It might be next month, it might be September, but whatever month we're in, so if I do start the gym in July, I'll just make sure I do like 7, so I'm caught up.
I don't think it works like that, because you're meant to be consistent.
Yeah, but I haven't been, so I'm trying to see the positive.
Okay. I've got on here hair growth.
Actually, I was going to compliment your hair the last time I saw you.
I don't know if it has grown, to be honest.
I definitely think it's grown.
Hmm. I feel like that's one I could cross off at the end of the year, but if you think it is growing, that's good.
What two have you not crossed off that you're like, I'm going to now focus on getting these crossed off, like ASAP?
So I've really, really slacked with running and stuff since...
The half marathon.
Yeah, because my hip was hurting and we went on holiday. But I've sort of took the foot off the gas a little bit because I think I've not got anything else that I'm working towards. But after my half marathon, I always said that I wanted to do a sub 30 minute 5K. So I think that is part of my next like fitness goal.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you have sister trip?
I do, and we need to get one.
I have sister trip too.
Like, this needs... I thought this would be ticked off by now.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like last year we didn't travel together, but the year before, we did a sister trip to Milan and we did a sister trip to Paris.
Yeah.
And then we've, like, not gone on a sister trip since. I think, like, between the three of us, our schedules just are busy and sometimes don't always align. But within the year, we should definitely even be able to get a one-night trip away.
Yeah, definitely. Even if it's in the UK.
If you could go anywhere on a sister trip this year, where would you go? Like, where would you choose?
No, like, it depends on what level. Like, for a night or, like, a proper trip.
We did Paris and Milan in a day.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like you and Sophie definitely wouldn't want to do another abroad day trip. I feel like the airport stressed you out.
It was stressful. I mean, I probably would do it again.
Paris
because
was the most stressful airport experience I've had. Like, I was run from security. I ran to the gate so that we could get... And, like, I was so... I left everything at security and just said to them, like, Sophie and Ellie, you get my stuff.
We were I'll like, run. Stall the plane!
I was like, I'll stall the plane for us. I felt like I was in a movie scene. We literally turned up at the airport really early. So got a McDonald's on the... before security, and then we were like, oh, we should head to security now. The queue was just an absolute joke, like ridiculous, and we kept saying to these like French staff, our flight is in less than an hour, like,
we were tracking it on our phones, and it was like on time, and we were like, please let us through, and they were just ignoring us.
They were literally just like, you'll be fine, everyone's in the same boat, you'll be fine. Did we actually let some people let us in front in the end?
We started asking people, and then me, like, at this point, I think we started to actually panic a little bit.
I think and Sophie were like, we need to start thinking we're going to have to book a hotel and stay in Paris. And I was like, no way is this happening. So I think,
I think it was me. I just like going under the barriers, and I just was saying to people like, really sorry, but our flight is in like 10 minutes. Like, yeah. And we just went under the, you know, like the pulley barrier things.
Yeah.
And we just we apologized to people, but we just
like, look, sorry, but our flight is now. Boarding is started.
And there wasn't there two girls that like then followed us, I think, because they were in the same situation.
It was just an absolute nightmare at the airport. I've never seen anything like it. And the fact that no one gave a shit, like no one,
like
cared.
Literally they didn't care.
So when I say I have never ran in my adult life like that, and I didn't even have any of my stuff. So then when I got to the gate, I thought
it was like a proper movie scene. Like,
I was literally like, I can't even. Like, when I got to the gate, I'm not even joking. Like, literally people were boarding. It was getting to the end of the line. Like,
yeah, people were boarding.
Yeah, we got on the plane, but I was just like, they better make it. What do I do? I was like, I don't even have any stuff with me, so I can't even say, like,
this is
my
passport. And then we got
there,
and I think we cried. I think we were like,
ugh. I think we all were just a little bit overwhelmed. We were like,
that was a lot. But then when we went to Milan, we didn't make it any better for ourselves.
I feel like Milan was smooth.
No, it wasn't. We all ran because me and you went a separate way to Sophie. We were like, oh, she's missed. She went before us, and then we saw the signs for where our gate was, and she'd ran the long way round because she'd not seen the sign. So we ended up getting to the gate before her.
Oh,
isn't that
yeah.
the time we got the McDonald's?
No, it was definitely Paris.
Then why were we running late in Milan?
I don't. I think it's just security. Or anyway.
Anyway, so we had two bad situations.
So I think we needed a break afterwards.
It was overwhelming.
I actually would love to do Amsterdam.
Yes, that would be a good... I've never been, actually, and I think it looks gorgeous. I've never been, gorgeous.
But Sophie has, so I don't know whether we should do somewhere Sophie's not been, but...
I think that would be a good trip.
That would be a good sister trip.
I'm just thinking, like, in, like, a dream scenario, I would go away for, like, 5 days, like, on a proper, proper holiday. As
well, I we've got your hen do. Why don't we do just a sister trip? Hen do.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then like do like a hen do.
I want like a mixture of like actually going to like, you know, getting dressed up together. We never do that, do we?
We literally never get proper dressed up together.
But then I also want to just completely chill out and just be the three of us be our complete authentic selves and
in our pajamas, yeah.
But then, like...
Well, me and Sophie joked about doing Dubai for your hen, but to be fair, that is pricey. But...
I think that's a big...
We could maybe
but, I mean,
do...
Like, we'd have to price it up. I'm like, well...
We could maybe do, like, a few-day trip in Paris or...
Because
that's quite bougie. But that's or, like, not... South of France. South of France?
It's all expensive, though, isn't it?
I know, well...
But I would love...
But it was on our bingo cards and we do need to prioritise. Even if this year we think, right, none of us could... Because I know, like, I'm potentially booking Afro Nation. Sophie's just booked Canada.
Oh, yeah.
We're all saving for the wedding. So even if this year we're like, why don't we just get, like, an overnight staycation?
I think this year we could do a staycation. Maybe all the three of us have to plan or book something whilst we're there. Yeah. So, like, one of us plans the dinner, one of us plans something to do in the...
That could be cute. If you've got any ideas for our sister vacation.
I think that's it. I want ideas because this year, ideally, the sister trip is probably going to be in the UK. So I want UK destinations. Or if you've stayed in any cute, like, Airbnbs, let us know. Yeah, definitely. So speaking at the beginning, obviously, we're both sort of, like, feeling quite good at the moment. So I've had a look at some like general self-care type stuff that people do.
Yeah.
And I want us to see whether we're like for them, against them, not against them, but like they're not for us kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yay or nay.
A yay or nay situation.
Yeah. So first one is now people do this in different ways, but unplug yourself for an hour. So like actually... All like phone, TV, everything for an hour a day. Not on it.
And as part of a self-care thing?
Yeah.
As part of a self-care thing, I think it's a nay for me because unplugging for me is just like laying on my bed and being able to scroll TikTok, watch a YouTube video, chuck Netflix on and not feel guilty about it and enjoy the scrolling
time.
Yeah,
but the whole point is that time away from the screen is actually better for you.
I know, but I don't think self-care wise that's a yay for me. But in terms of just, I do think every day you should have an hour not on your phone. I think that is a good thing. That's a yay. Like it would motivate me to like do an hour of cleaning or like do maybe like pluck my eyebrows.
But that's so that's creating time for you to do self-care.
No, but I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying because you're saying like yay or nay, I'm saying if I had to physically choose some self-care time, for me being on my phone guilt-free watching Netflix, it would be self-care time.
See, I would say for me, that's like downtime, but not self-care. Not like looking after myself.
I do hear you. I'm like a yay and a nay then. What about
I'm
you?
I'm a yay, but I've never, ever stuck to it.
See, I feel like I do have, because I work on my phone, if I do feel like I need a break, I'm quite good at just being like, not on my phone.
That is good. I think to be fair, actually, because of the job that I do, I'm not on my phone at all in the day. So
yeah,
realistically,
never on your
actually.
Phone.
Oh yeah. So I actually do it without
even
trying.
So you're not on your phone.
Yeah, basically, I don't go on my phone. So yeah, I do that one. Write a journal.
This is something I like romanticize in my head. And I've always told myself I want to do it, but I just never do it. I'm more of a sit in with my internal thoughts than write it down.
I'm like, so, I would like, you know, put the candle on.
Yeah.
Get the notebook out. And then I'm like, now what? What do I write? Yeah, like, I know there's prompts and stuff which are good, but I feel like I ick myself out. I don't know if ick's the word.
And then it's like it's like those journal books, and it's like, today I am this, and it's like, yeah, but I would just think it or say it. I don't need to write it down.
Yeah, but I think writing stuff down is a good way of like processing and actually really having to think about it, because you're like, who's, I guess, setting that time to actually do the writing makes you actually ask the questions. Whereas if you're busy in your general life, you wouldn't ask the questions. I'm for them.
The only thing I do really wish I did a diary for, remember when I was younger and I wrote in a diary every single day and I like did a account of my day?
Yeah, I did as well.
So I remember I did actually keep that up for over a year, like every single day.
When?
And I found it like years later when I was like an adult teenager. I found it.
Okay.
And I started reading the entries. And I was, it actually brought back memories in my head. Like reading, something I would never, ever remember. But reading it took me literally back to like right to the day. So I do wish I did account my every day. Because imagine when you're like 50 and you can be, and I can write about my day. Like
if I could
it'll help me
now,
remember.
If I read now what I wrote 10 years ago, I would die. I would literally...
When
it's
I did
so
read it,
cringe.
No, but when I was so cringe, and I used to be like, I love all my family, and then write out every single family member. Anyway,
that's
so
cute though. That's like what you're grateful for.
But then I just think the equivalent is just taking photos, and I take a lot of them, so they'll spark my memory.
That's true. That's true. I'm for them, but I've never managed to make it work for me. But yeah, maybe we should try it. Going for a walk, I think. Yay.
Well, I think this is such a yay. Like I need to do it more. And last week I actually told myself, right, just if you're not going to get up and go gym in the morning, just at least get up and go for a walk. And I did, and I was like, you know what, this is such a nice way to start my day.
It is generally
I just have
genuinely
a thing in my head, like,
so good.
No, I know.
But I have a dog, so I guess that, like, when you have a dog, it forces you to do it.
Yeah, Sophie, our other sister, she was saying, like, having a dog really does make you walk twice a day because you have to.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Reading self-help books.
I used to do this more when I feel like I had more time, maybe, like, through lockdown or... I'm a podcast person, so I listen to, like, Diary of a CEO when I feel like I'll resonate. Khloe Kardashian's actually had quite a few on that, like The Brain Doctor and things. And then, you know, the guy from Celebs Go Dating? What's his name?
Yeah, he's got a really good podcast.
Yeah, so I listen.
I think this podcast is, I feel like I've had therapy listening to it.
So
never mind the guests.
I listened to Katie Price's the other day. She was the latest guest. And I literally felt the same. I was like, I feel like I've just had a therapy session. But yeah, he has such a way of talking. I was like, if I ever do start therapy, I want him to be my therapist.
Yeah, that would probably cost an arm and a leg.
So I would say I don't read as much anymore, but I do feel like I listen to a lot of podcasts.
That's fair. I feel like I struggle with self-help books.
Yeah, because I used to listen to The Mindset Mentor a lot, and it's just like 6 ways to stop procrastinating. He does like 10-minute, 15-minute daily things, self-help things. And I used to listen and think, I agree with everything you're saying, but I'm just not going to put it into practice. Like,
I hear you.
Like,
but
I
I'm
just
not,
know
I'm
me. And the thing is, I was like, everything you're saying makes sense and I already know it. It's just that, like, actually putting it into my daily routine.
It is hard.
But
I
then,
think
like, I think just reminding yourself and listening to it is helpful. Because it can help
it
you
is
just
helpful.
Think. Yeah.
It just like re-centers you, I guess, to remind you of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, re-centers.
I think the thing with books for me is that I read for enjoyment. You know, I don't love TV that much, do I? I don't watch that much TV or films.
Yeah.
So I read as like my...
Fictional, yeah.
Escapism, like easy read. So then I think if I pick up a heavier book, I'm a bit like, like this isn't what I wanted it
to be. I feel like as well, like I'm not a reader. So that's why like I listen to self-help podcasts. And I feel like, especially if it's a celebrity you like or you just really resonate with the person and they're telling their story, I just feel like to me that's actually a lot better self-help than reading a book, because I don't really feel the emotion in them speaking.
Yeah, that's true, actually. The thing about podcasts as well is that some people might say that's a bad thing because you're not like putting all into that. But actually, if you're going on that walk or you're going to the gym, I mean, it's not...
The car for me is the best place to listen to a podcast.
Oh, yeah, because you're not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think self-help stuff, but podcast rather than books for us. Yeah?
Same.
Okay, write a letter to your future self. Have you ever done anything like that?
No. I think if I opened a letter from 18-year-old me now, I'd just be disappointed because she would want me to be like Kim K and I'm not.
Yeah, but I think that now that like, you're older...
fucking failure.
Really? You've actually achieved, like, to say the life you've got, I think.
Yeah, there's just things I always wanted to do when I was younger that I've not done. And I think younger me would be upset that I'm not done.
Well, yeah, but that's like, are you now upset that you've not done those things? Or actually living life, reality, are you like, well, yeah, that's what I thought, but now I've lived.
No, don't get me wrong. There's things I've done that 18-year-old me would be like, wow. So, but I just don't think... writing a letter to my future self would help my self-care. It's not really a self-care thing. I don't think I would benefit from it.
Yeah. I feel like I could invest my time on other things.
Yeah.
Meditation. Now, we know from trying and testing it, this is not for you.
It's not
However,
for me.
I think it is really good. Though you do really have to like set time aside to do it.
Yeah, because you've got to like really get into it.
Yeah, and it's like, it's quite like a, like, for example, when you did it with me, like, you're probably not going to tune into it the first, like, five times you do. Like, you've got to not actually only set the time aside in your day as a big chunk. You actually need to, like, put, I reckon, a good couple of months before you're actually on board with it. Mm. Okay, quick fire. Yay or nay. Watch a random inspirational video on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. I mean, I've never even thought to do that.
I think just even if a random inspirational thing comes up on TikTok, I feel like what app you use the most, if something inspirational comes up, I probably do watch it.
Yeah, moisturizing.
Oh, God, yeah, that. I live by that.
I'm
app.
So into my
I'm
skincare
so in
at the
my
minute.
Skincare era at the moment.
It makes
and
me
I feel
so
like my
good.
Skin is so good for it. Like, it's actually clear. I've got no makeup on right now.
Yeah, very clear.
Yeah.
Very lovely. Your eyebrows
Honestly,
look good as well.
I think it genuinely was the facial I got before New York because I was all broken out. So maybe facials are worth it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Decluttering your phone.
I wouldn't say that's self-care for me now.
I'm like...
I ain't got the patience.
I do that on a plane.
Yeah.
That's a plane job. There's nothing else to do and you're sat there.
Yeah.
Speaking self-love affirmations out loud.
See, I started a new series on TikTok called Breakfast with Lucy. Mm-hmm. And I actually feel like holding myself accountable to say out loud on this series an affirmation every single day. Whether it's making me feel better or not, I do feel like I've been starting my day in a more positive way.
That's good.
So I'm going to say I'm here for that.
I'm here for it, but I think it would like...
I definitely think I've got in the habit of speaking to myself about myself so negatively. And I think just trying to practice speaking to yourself a little bit more positively does just make you have a little bit more of a positive mindset without you realizing it.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Doing tarot readings, not for
me. Nay, not for me. I've had one before and I was like, yeah, but I resonate.
Have you?
But you in your head just think of situations that resonate to that. Because I was like, well, if you'd have said something else, I probably could have latched onto that.
Yeah.
So it's not for me.
That's not for me either.
I've had a couple, actually.
I'm not really into any of that type of stuff.
Yeah. I paid this woman in Thailand because I thought, I've got to do one in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
She literally said everything was going to happen to me. And I was like, well, yeah, one of them's going to.
Well, yeah, one of them one day.
I was like, you've given me every possible life scenario. So, yeah, one of them is going to happen.
That's good. That's funny.
I know.
Dancing to your favourite upbeat song.
Yes, this is what I live for. Like, if I'm feeling down, I just put on a playlist and it instantly brightens my mood. That is my therapy.
I think that is like self-care at its finest.
It's really elite self-care.
And like having, I like a sing as well. I like, oh, I'm God, like yeah. Alexa volume 10 so that I can't hear myself screaming.
Tell you what, I've been listening to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter set list. And she's, I mean, if this set list is correct, which I think it is correct.
Yeah.
She's doing like Irreplaceable, If I Were a Boy.
Oh.
And like, so I've been obviously like going through the set list listening and I found myself really singing them from the bottom of
Broken
my heart.
Broken Hearted Girl. Broken Hearted Girl takes me back to a house party that I was at. When I was in like...
Yeah, I love how a song can take 15. You back to a moment.
When I was like 15 and me and the girls, we were like screaming it.
So good.
So it just like takes you back to that moment.
Speaking of that then, recommendations for the week. Your top three songs that, are your self-care songs. You put them on to lift yourself up, get yourself in a better mood. It's like, come on, let's get up and go, because maybe our listeners need some inspo for their like playlist that they just need to put it on and feel themselves, feel sexy.
Yeah, I actually want other people's recommendations as well, because these songs get me in the best mood. Like these types of songs, like I was putting mine on earlier when I was putting the list together. And then, you know, when it just starts, your Spotify then just plays similar songs.
Yeah.
And I was just like feeling really happy.
Life. Okay, what is your top three?
I've got three. So number one, Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara. Called Scars to Your Beautiful.
I'm so disappointed. I've never heard of it.
You must have.
Give me a little rendition.
It goes, she has dreams to be an envy, so she stabbing, you know, cover girls in nothing. She says, beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. Was a little bit of hunger. I can go a little while longer.
Go on.
She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She
understands
she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface.
Okay, so that's one of yours.
Let me be your hero. That is literally, also, I mean, it has literally always been my, like, my go-to. Like, if you ask Alexa how many times I've asked her to play that song, it's, like, wild.
I love that.
It's one of them that every year it's in my Spotify Wrapped.
But
on, I don't know whether it was, I don't think it was Behind It All. I think it was on one of Molly's YouTube videos. She was screaming it in the car and I was like, I knew I loved this girl.
I just knew I loved her.
I was like, yeah, we're on the same vibe. And I was like, it actually made me happy that other people do what I do and like scream and sing that song.
It's therapy.
Yeah. Do you want me to do all mine and then you do yours?
Go for it.
And then, okay, the second one is Fly Away by Tunes and I, is it? Is that easy? I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Because I had a dream that someday
one day,
I would just fly.
I've not heard that song in years. You know what? I'm going to ask my Alexa to play that when I get off from that.
Because it's just about like genuine happiness and being happy with what you've done and what you've got. And I'm just like, that's one of my go-to when I don't even know how or why. But
I love that.
Yeah. And then my third one is...
Oh my God, I'm love seeing you so happy talking about this.
Yeah, these songs are like, they make me happy.
I know.
The Fly Away one, you know, like when you get obsessed with a song, that started when I lived in the flat with Richard in London. And I would always put it on when I went in the shower, which would be like, here we go again, kind of thing.
Here we go again.
And my last one is Come Alive, Greatest Showman.
Oh, what a song.
That just like, when it comes on. And it like, the song like builds
up. Actually, scrap that after this. I'm putting the Greatest Showman playlist on. I've not listened to it in ages.
And it burns so bright. Yeah, I mean, the whole album's
wide open. Oh, I love it. Okay, that is such a good one.
Other people's songs, but yeah, they're my go-to. Yeah, I mean, I've got quite a few, but I think those three like really stood out to me.
Yeah, oh, they're cracking, to be fair.
Thanks,
love that. But off the basis of Greatest Showman, this isn't one of mine now, but definitely growing up, I loved Loser Like Me from Glee.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge one.
That was like an on-repeat playlist for me because I was a bit of a loser. So it was just like I related. And it was like, look, I might be a loser, but you are going to be screaming my name one day.
Yeah.
You know what? That song used to fuel me. I need to just put that on and get really back did. In those feelings of high school. And maybe it might fuel me to become the superstar I need to be.
That's it. Morning Walks and Loser Like Me. And you'll be like me. Smashing it.
And like, again, not in my top three, but definitely off the back of Wicked, Defying Gravity was, I think I would put that on like 10 times a day when Wicked came out to me, and it just made me feel amazing.
I feel like the strength of their voices in it it's their makes voices. Me feel amazing.
Oh, so good. So, so good. Okay, so one similar one to yours when you said it's in your Spotify Wrapped every single year.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa for me by Loj and Chris Brown.
I don't know how that goes.
Da-da-da, Mona Lisa. I put it on all the time. Mona Lisa, I won't sweep you up.
Yeah.
She said, make some time for the beat.
And you could just really like beat, dance.
Yeah,
and
the
like...
beat instantly just makes me feel happy. I'm just like, oh, okay, I just want to start dancing.
Mm.
So that's like the song if I'm just like, oh, I just need to like get up off my seat.
Yeah, get some energy into your body.
Exactly. And then I feel like, so that one's more like less deep if I just want to, like, if I just need to get up and then my other one, if I'm just feeling a little bit low motivation or emotionally or whatever, I always put this year, blessing, money, testimony.
I knew you were going to say this one.
I just feel like when I listen to that song and channel my inner spirit, good things happen to me. And it's just it's just feeling like I'm blessed. So remember, I'm blessed.
I think like a song like that, it just makes you appreciate the moment, which is what I'm really into. I'm so into just appreciating what I have at the moment.
That's really nice. So yeah, I feel like if I just need to feel grounded.
That song, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Or just like need something good to happen to me or just like remember like Nana's watching down. I don't know. Do you know what? It's just like I'm blessed. Blessings this year. Blessing. And I've not listened to that in a while. Oh, God. I've got a whole Spotify playlist for after this podcast. And then my last one.
Yannick's going to come back from football and you're going to be like deep
in
your...
I'm going to have gone through all of the emotions. And then let me... I'm trying not to think of what I'm listening to every day now and think of like a classic one that I always... like could go back to. I will say I never request to put this on, but when it comes on it just takes me back to a time in my life when if this song just came on I would feel myself, and like it'll only ever come on if it's in the car because like my car's just on like shuffle play. I never like ask Alexa to put it on. So I'm always like, especially if it's a sunny day, I'll put my shades on and I'm just like, and it's like I'm covering my shades, eyes to, no, I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes.
I'm heading out tonight, I'm solo.
I'm riding solo. And even though I'm now in a really happy relationship, even when it comes on, I'm singing that song as though like, no, it's just me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
I've got this. Like, I'm riding solo. I'm out tonight. I'm having a good time. Like, all I need is me, and it just it empowers me. I'm just like, I'm riding solo.
I feel like that must have come out in summer because that screams summer to me.
Oh, it's such a summer song. Like when I'm in my car and I've actually got shades on, I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good tonight. Finally doing me, and it feels so right. Oh. Yeah, trying to do the things I like. And then I'm like, who are, I am not this bad bitch. I'm at home with my man. Like, but I'm like, yeah.
I'm on like, the way to do the B&M shop, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm literally off to go buy his dinner and I'm like, I'm like, yeah, I'm Miss Independent. Like,
yeah, it's so good though. Like, you've got
But it
to...
just makes me, it just takes me back to that era of music and how good summers were and just like.
And I guess like that time in life.
Your biggest worry
like,
was
what
like
matters?
Getting ready for a night out and you were just like, yeah, I'm putting on my outfit and I'm feeling good. And I just love the way it makes me feel.
Do you know what's funny is like, you know, well, I always still think that I'm, like, really young. And I know, obviously, we're in our 20s, which is young. But, like,
18-year-olds like, think that song was so cringe.
I bet, like, 15-year-olds have never even heard of that song.
Yeah. I'm feeling good tonight. Finally, the lyrics of songs in the, like, 2016, 17 era, even, like, 2012, it's like, call me, maybe. Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy.
So you would never listen to songs like that now if they came out.
I didn't even want to listen to that song when that song came out. I hated it.
But even like...
No, I love that like 2016, 17 era. 2012, I'm not sure.
Yeah, 16, 17 was good era. Everyone knows that 2016 was the year.
You know what? I'm feeling good, feeling positive. I hope this has been a little nice little self-care. Maybe it's going to make you check in, five-month check in. Are you achieving your goals? I definitely need to be a bit more accountable. Maybe from the yay or nay self-care, you think, you know what? I might give that a go. I might try that. Obviously, if you've got any song recommendations, let us know. Because as you can see, we love a little sing-along. We love a little therapy session.
Yeah, do you know what I might, and I actually want to do? I'll create a playlist on Spotify.
Yes.
Send us your songs.
Like self-care playlist. Oh my God, that is so a bit of me. Well, thanks guys for listening. Let us know if you liked the virtual episode. And make sure you get us on our socials at Tea and Toast Pod on Instagram and TikTok. Hit subscribe, like, comment, share. We love you all. And I'm going to go and enjoy a nice little playlist now.
Yeah, me too. See you next week, guys.
Bye.